How's everybody?
Blessed
and highly flavored. Everyone say, I'm the salt.
I'm the salt.
I'm preserved.
By God.
Not what I eat.
Hallelujah.
So much preservatives these days in food, people can die and people wouldn't even know it. Everybody be looking at talking at a dead person. Hallelujah. Psalm 19. Oh, yes. Psalm 19. I want to thank everyone for their participation in their Meekum event. You guys did a great job. They want us to come back. Mama Kate wants to go and travel with them. You know. Joe Mama on the road. Glory to God. In Psalm 19, in verse 1, would you speak it with me? Because what you speak is what you eat, and what you eat is what you become. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the son, or actually a place for his son, which is like a what? Bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. A strong man running its race. In other words, Jesus is full throttle. Everyone say full throttle.
Full throttle.
Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. Let me tell you, when he's at full throttle, he releases the heat. How many know God wants you to be full throttle? Guess what tonight's teaching's called? Hey, it's the first verse too, amen? My wife snuck in and found my notes, and while my head was turned, she was getting the title tonight. Revelation 13, full throttle. Let's talk about full throttle. Revelation 13, put the pedal to the metal. Full throttle, FT, full throttle. Future shirts. Well, if you take FT, it says full throttle. But if you do it the other way, it says total freedom. Snap. We're undercover, full throttle, total freedom. Revelation 13, verse 14. Is everybody there? Revelation 13, verse 14. Praise God. Am I at the right place? I hope so. Revelation. That doesn't sound right. I think it's supposed to be something else. Hallelujah. How about Revelation 3? Yes, Revelation 3, verse 14. Somehow my pen decided to write by itself. In verse 14, and to the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm, because you're not at what? Full throttle. And neither cold nor hot, I will what? Vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say I'm rich and they have become wealthy and they have need of nothing. And do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, and a bonehead. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich in white garments, and that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may what? See. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be what? Zealous and what? Repent. God is looking for full throttle. Everybody has a choice to be full throttle. Everybody. What is full throttle? Someone that's zealous, on fire for God. And don't use the excuse of, well, I'm just quiet. God ain't looking for quiet. Do you ever go to those places and say, let's take a moment of silence? I'm like, forget silence, homie. We need to intercede. Silence ain't doing nothing except for when you need to hear. Amen? But man, I mean, you know, let's take a moment of silence. Why? Is there something you want to say? Hot is full throttle. Does everybody got it? Everyone say hot?
Hot
is full throttle.
Hebrews 12.
Hebrews 12. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? In verse 1, Let's speak it together. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us what? Run with what? Endurance. What do we call that? Full throttle. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. How many of y'all know that if you're running full throttle, you're going to bust through a lot of things? Amen? Look at, not only that, when you're running full throttle, the enemy doesn't get your attention. It's when you are at slow mode, the enemy gets your attention. You can't focus correctly. You're too busy paying attention to what the voice of the strangers are saying. You're too busy paying attention to how you feel. You're too busy paying attention to everything else because you ain't focusing on full throttle. Amen? Hallelujah. Full throttle. Okay, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So was Jesus full throttle? You betcha. He was full throttle, man. He took no garbage. He was not a wimp. And he wasn't quiet. For consider him who what? Endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. How do you become weary and discouraged in your souls? You slow down. You're not in fire. You're too busy looking at yourself. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And when you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons and daughters, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you what? Endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. For what son is there whom the Father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of the spirits and what? And live. Endurance to run the race is called full throttle. Luke 9. Now, I want you to understand that B.C., before I was a Christian, I was full throttle for the devil. I was full throttle, man. I was full throttle. Why? Because I lived for me. Now God wants to know if we'll be full throttle for him. Luke chapter 9. I can't drive 55. Hallelujah. Okay, we have another song. Okay, no, I won't sing that one. Stop in the name of love. Before I cast you out, think it over. Anybody know who that's from? Who? No. The Supremes. Anybody remember the Supremes? Oh, you're all too old. Luke 9. Is everybody there? Verse something. Verse 62. What does it say? And Jesus said to them, no one, everyone say no one, having put his hand to the plow, and what? Look, how many of you know you can't go forward if you're looking back? Amen. Looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Oh, snap it. Putting your hand to the plow is full throttle. Not looking back is not fit for the kingdom. Hands to the plow, not looking back, is full throttle. Luke 14, while we're in Luke-y. Verse 25, I'm going to get every one of these scriptures in Jesus' name. Luke 14, verse 25. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together, please. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and he said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, his mother, wife, and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple nor run full throttle. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. In other words, you go after him full throttle. Has everybody got it? Full throttle. Come after him full throttle. Matthew 11. In verse 11, too many individuals are allowing their thoughts, their feelings, and their desires to prevent them from going full throttle. Some, their mouth. They keep tripping over their lips things that they say. No control. Verse 11, assuredly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. How many old John the Baptist was full throttle, man? I mean, look how he dressed. He was an antique biker. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by what? Full throttle. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has an ear to ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and wine bitter, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, but wisdom is justified by her children. In other words, John the Baptist came in full throttle. Why? His heart was set on the Lord. His purpose was to fulfill the will of God, not his. That's full throttle. There are many. King David came full throttle. We know Jesus came full throttle. Many came full throttle, but then some of them got deceived and regretted. See, as you maintain full throttle, you maintain connection. As you slow up, the enemy can catch up. Has everybody got it? You slow up, the enemy catches up. And God knows what you're doing behind closed doors. He has set the house rules. Nobody escapes. Nobody. You can pray, you can play, but what you sow is what you reap. Glory. People get slowed up because of the things that they do. They justify. How many of you know justification brings reasoning? And reasoning is the guillotine of faith. It will slow you up. That's where people get in the butt ministry. But. They're justifying what they do. They try to compromise. They become complacent. They lazy. They make excuses. You can't go full throttle in those three arenas. You're either going or you're not. You're either moving or you're stagnant. John chapter 2. I believe that we are entering and to the next season where it's necessary to be full throttle. You will miss many things if you're not. Again, if you slow up, the enemy does what? Catches up. In verse 13, somewhere around there, John 2, is everybody there? Okay. In verse 13, let's speak it together. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip, I love this. Come on, man. He made a whip. He was full throttle. They didn't have shotguns then. When he had made a whip of cords, he what? He drove out. He drove them out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overturned tables. Full throttle, man. Willing to expose. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away and do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise. Many people's temples are a house of merchandise. Then his disciples remembered that it was written, what is it? Zeal for your house has eaten me up. How many of you know zeal is full throttle? Oh. Zeal for the house of God, full throttle. Mark 1. I don't want to hear people peeling out of the parking lot tonight, okay? There's a place for all of that now. Full throttle. Mark 1, verse 11. Mark 1, verse 11. Let's speak it. Then the voice came from heaven. You are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Don't you want to hear that from Dad? You are my beloved daughter, my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Immediately what? The Spirit drove him into the world. The Spirit did what? How many of y'all know the Holy Ghost is full throttle? When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're full throttle. What did he do? He drove him into the wilderness. And he didn't drive him in a car. He drove him. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts. And the angels ministered to him. Jesus was full throttle. Does everybody got it? He went to go what? Battle. Those who are full throttle look for a battle. Does everybody get it? They look to battle. Matthew 6. They don't go look to pick a battle. They look to destroy the works of the enemy in battle. And you're not battling humans. You're battling demons. Although some humans are so filled with demons, you want to slap the hell out of them and make room for heaven. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we're not religious? Verse 32. For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. Is everybody there? For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. How many know God knows what you need? Then quit whining. But do what? See, seekers are full throttle. But what? Seek. Seek first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then what? All things will be what? Added to you. What does he say? Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So stop worrying. If you're connected, you're walking full throttle, you're cruising, you ain't got nothing to worry about. God's going to meet every need, far above all you could ever ask or think. But if you're one who's slow motion, oh God, I sure hope that you'll do this. You're going to hit by a truck. The only thing that'll be on you is tread. Why? Because when you slow up, the enemy does what? Catch up. Seek is full throttle. Matthew 5, verse 5. Now, I've never seen anybody go forward while they're looking back. They usually run into a pole or something, step in a trap, you know. Matthew 5, verse 5. Actually, let's start at verse 3. Blessed are the what? Poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who what? Hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be what? They're going to be what? Filled. Going what? Full throttle. Because you hunger and thirst. How many know hunger and thirst is a promotion of zeal, desire? What? I want more of you. I want more of you. I want to know you more. Wherever you go, I'm going. Do you remember what happened to Elijah and Elisha? What happened? One followed the other, didn't he? And every time he went from one place to another, he told him, here, wait here. And he said, no way, man, I'm following you all the way. And then when he finally followed him all the way to the end, and he knew that the Lord was getting ready to take Elisha home, he turned to him and said, what do you want? Since you won't let me go. Full throttle all the way, wouldn't let go. He said, I want a double portion of what you have. He said, okay, and here it is. If you can watch and see when the glory of God comes and takes me away, I'm going to release the double portion to you. You don't think he was paying attention? Beep, 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 beep. He was searching. And the chariot of fire came. Elijah, whoo, Father! I caught it, I got it, I got it, because I've been full throttle, I want it. The mantle came down. Elijah got the mantle. He went over to the river and he said, in the name of the God of Elijah, bam, he smacked that water and went, whoo. And he continued down with a double portion. So, but he got it. How many of you know God wants to give you a double portion? We can't go into the next arena that's getting ready to happen with a single portion. We got to get into it with a double portion. That's why God is wanting full throttle. You'll either be full throttle and go, or you'll be half throttle and be left. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Psalm 18. How many of y'all know sin will definitely put the brakes on? Sin puts the brakes on quickly. You ran so what? Well. Oh. Yeah. And what hindered you? Well, the devil made me do it. No, you allowed him to do it. Why? Because you slowed up. When you slow up, he catches up. Verse 36. Psalm 18, verse 36. Is everybody there? Let's start at verse 35. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You what? Enlarge my path under me so my feet did not slip. I have what? Pursued my enemies. I mean, you know, people that pursue their enemy are full throttle. And overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were what? Destroyed. I wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save. Even to the Lord. How many know demons can't cry out for God's help? Even to the Lord. But he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt into the streets. How many of y'all know that's what God wants you to do to these powers of darkness? Pursue your enemies. Too many people run from them. Oh, I'm struggling. Well, why? I don't know. Well, you do know. It's probably just a spirit of struggle. Who told you that? Where did it come from? Remember, your trials and tribulations are exposing your infirmities and your enemies. When they're exposed, pursue them. Don't run from them. And don't put it on someone else. You go get it and kick butt, cut its head off, cast it out, and do something. And get back on the road and put the pedal to the metal. Burn some rubber. Exodus 33. Full throttle. You know, when you're going full throttle, you know, one of the walls you bust? Me wall. The enemy loves to put up roadblocks. He's got three of them. Me, myself, and I. One of the things the enemy loves to do is hit you in how you feel. How many of you know if you got an ache or you can sense the bug, the flu trying to catch you or something? First sets you on how you feel. You feel that? Yeah. Oh, man, I'm getting sick. There's one roadblock. He just slowed you down. Oh, man, I got a cramp. Oh, my leg. Oh. I can't tell you how many times when my body had started acting up and, no, loose me. No, loose me. You know, I'm not going to take that. And you just walk on off. Does everybody get this? Because the enemy wants to put roadblocks so that you slow down so he can catch up. But people get too wimpy. Oh, you like? Or they get offended too. Oh, offense, big roadblock. Offended. Exodus 33 and verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying to your descendants, I will give it. If God says he'll give it, will he? Yeah. And I will send my angel before you. And I will do what? Drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jezebites, and every kind of other bite, so that they don't bite you. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way. For you are stiff-necked people. In other words, rebellious. But God was still going to drive out their enemies. Does everybody get that? I'm telling you again, God is full throttle. Jesus is full throttle. He wants us to be like him. No compromise. Just grow for it. Deuteronomy 9. And the Hittites and Amorites and Perizzites and all these were associated with the serpent line. Deuteronomy chapter 9. One of the road blocks is oppression. Woe is me. So you made a mistake. Oh, no, I can never get up again. Who told you that? You need to look in the mirror and put on your shirt. Who told you that? You make a mistake, you shake the dust off, you repent, and you go, get back in the chariot and go full throttle. Psalm 9, verse 1. Hear, O Israel, you who are to cross over the Jordan today and go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself. Cities great and fortified up to heaven. Oh, come on. A people great and tall. What was he talking about? Giants and descendants of the Anakim. This is what they call the Anunnaki, which you can hear in all the history stations. They call these Anunnaki. They call them the fallen ones, the fallen angels. They're supposedly on planet Nibiru or planet X and all this other stuff. Whom you know and of whom you heard it said, who can stand before the descendants of Anak. Therefore, understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a what? Consuming fire. Listen, when you put the metal to the pedal and burn rubber, you know what comes? Smoke. He will destroy them and bring them down before you. Have you ever seen anything get hit about 50 or 60 miles an hour? I hope not, anyways, it doesn't usually stand up too good. So you shall what? Drive them out. And what? Destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you. Do not think in your heart after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you. Because of the what? wickedness. God hates wickedness. And he's looking for warriors that are full throttle to move out, to destroy, to pull down and remove the demonic forces. It's your responsibility and my responsibility to drive them out. But you can't drive out something if you're not full throttle. They'll drive you out instead of you driving them out. So everybody got it? Everybody okay? Good. John chapter 4. Now let's go to Psalm 9. Hold on a sec. Hold everything. Psalm 9. God is a consuming fire, full throttle. Psalm 9 and verse 1. Let's speak it. First five verses. I will do what? I will do what? I will praise you. I will dance. Has everybody got it? I will go what? Full throttle. I won't let anything hold me back. I will praise you, O Lord, with my what? Whole heart, with all of my might. I will tell of your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. Why? Because you're going full throttle praising God. You know what happens? His presence comes and the enemies move back. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations, and you have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Look, man, don't look around the room when you're worshiping. Don't worry about who's looking at you. I'd be concerned what God is looking at. God knows whether you're going after him with all your heart. Don't be a man pleaser, be a God pleaser. Amen. Praise him with all of your heart, all of your might, full throttle. You want God to move on your behalf? You better sow. And it's the greatest way to sow. Singing and praising. But you do it with your heart. You talk to him. You sing to him, not to your neighbor. Amen? John 4, full throttle. John chapter 4 and verse 21. And Jesus said to her, woman, lady, miss, believe me, follow me. The hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers, who are what? Full throttle, will worship the Father in what? Spirit and truth. That's full throttle. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is what? Spirit. And those who worship him must, everyone say must, worship him in what? Spirit and truth, with all of your heart, with all of your mind. You're not out to worship God by pleasing man. You're out to worship God to tell him thank you. It's warfare. Many people have no idea that if they're not willing to go after God with worship, that's warfare. Then you will not overcome. You will constantly be overcome. Why? Because you need God's presence. You can't overcome without God's presence. You can have all the word in you, but the word will be of no effect if it's not backed by the presence of God. The Father seeks full throttle. In other words, you are always advancing the kingdom. And everything you're doing, you're advancing the kingdom. You're always looking to advance the kingdom. How can I advance the kingdom? How can I take territory? Amen? Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, in verse 14. For here we have no continuing city, but we do what? We seek one to what? Come. Therefore, by him let us what? Continually offer the what? Sacrifice, everyone say sacrifice, of praise to God. That says continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is what? So is he well pleased of your sacrifice of praise. Remember, there's three chambers of the tabernacle, right? The outer court is called sacrifice. That's where you sacrifice yourself in praise. Without sacrifice, you cannot advance to the next. The next chamber is to advance into exchange, where it's automatic. Remember, we talked about this. There's a sacrifice of self that denies self. It's a sacrifice of praise, where you deny yourself and you're actually sacrificing yourself. Jesus calls this the way, because there's a way, truth, and life. That's the place where you follow. It's called the outer court. It is it's a sacrifice. You are sacrificing yourself. Why? Because you're denying yourself. By what? Offering up the praise to God with all of your heart. Does everybody get this? The next chamber you enter is called the holy place. That's where an exchange is made. Why? Through the word. Because you're agreeing with the Word of God. That's why the next place is called the truth. So there's an exchange as you agree with what God says. Is everybody with me? And the next place is called the most holy place, and that's where life is at. Why? Because you are getting a new life. Now you're seeing what God sees. So you're getting a new life. And doesn't the Word say, he who is in Christ, amen? He who is in Christ is a what? New creation. Old things pass away, all things become new. Let me tell you, they're not becoming new unless you're full throttle. Because old is still overtaking. New never gets an opportunity to step in because old is always enforcing. Unless you're full throttle, new begins to enforce, or you allow old to enforce. So everybody got this. This is so essential. Again, three chambers of the tabernacle. The outer court is called the way. It's a place of sacrifice yourself. It's a sacrifice of praise. It's a place where you follow. The next chamber is called the holy place. It's a place of exchange because you're agreeing with the Word of God. It's called the place of truth. The third place is the most holy place. It's a place of life where you get a new life. Why? Because you are now seeing what God sees. Amen? Let me tell you that in this place where we are new creations in Christ, all things are passing away and all things are becoming new. It's because there's advancement made by maintaining a full throttle. Advancement is not made if you're at half throttle, only full throttle. Now, what begins to happen in this now? I'm going to share this because this is vitally important. You're no longer controlled by false reality. You're in control of reality. Come on, grab hold of this. You're no longer controlled by false reality. You're in control of reality. Why? Because you've offered the sacrifice of self. You stepped in a place of exchange, and you're maintaining new life. You're at full throttle. Now you're able to see what God sees. So all false reality cannot control you anymore. You now control reality. Has everybody got this? Because how many of y'all know that the Word even says that there'll be many false prophets? That means many false doctrines, many false belief systems, all kinds of religions, all kinds of things, all kinds of media. They've got fake news now. I haven't heard too many real news, let me tell you. The only real news I've heard is this. The Bible. But there's so much falseness. People are stepping in, living in a false reality. They have no identity. Their identity is associated with talents, abilities, money, music, movie stars, professional actors, success, failures, shame, sports people, famous people. Everything but Jesus. And you won't reach that reality without going full throttle. Because not only if you slow up, the devil catches up, you begin to diminish your reality, your true identity. False reality begins to take over again, and you've lost who you really are. Is everybody all right? Amen. Did you get that? Verse 14, for here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is what? He's what? Well pleased. Praise God. Philippians 3. Full throttle. Busting through those roadblocks. Philippians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Not that I have already what? Attained or I'm already perfected, but I do what? I do what? In other words, I press the pedal to the metal. I go what? Full throttle. That I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are what? Behind, and reaching forward to those things which are what? Ahead. I what? Come on, read it with me. I press forward to the goal for which the prize of the upward call, everyone say upward call, of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will even reveal this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and let us become what? Same mind. Brother, join in following my example and doing. And note those who walk as you have for us as for a what? Pattern. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Why? Because they are not full throttle. You don't have time to set your mind on earthly things when you're full throttle. For our citizenship is where? In heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. We do what? We press on. Revelation 12. Revelation chapter 12. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Revelation 12 and verse 7. Let's speak it together. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who does what? Who deceives the whole world. Who does what? Deceives the whole world. Is he still deceiving the whole world? Amen. He brings false reality. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they did what? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to what? Death. Because if you're going full throttle, you ain't looking about your life. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that it is a what? He has a what? A short time. Go to James chapter 4. Hallelujah. In verse 1, it says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your what? Desires. There's a roadblock. Right across. Desire. From whose desire? Your desires. From your desires for what? Pleasure of the world. For pleasures that war in your members. You do what? Lust. And do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war. And you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and don't receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your flesh. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace? Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll do what? Flee from you. Well, you know what? You don't have to resist the devil. If you're full throttle, you're running them over. Galatians chapter 5. When he pops his head off, boom, he should have bumper stickers all over his head from every bumper that's hit him. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7. Oh, hallelujah. What does it say? You ran what? You ran well. You did good. But you hit a roadblock. You let a roadblock stop you. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the what? The whole lump. Does everybody got that? It takes one roadblock, one thing for someone to look at and agree with. And they stop. And when you stop, the devil catches up. Revelation 21. We'll close here. Yes. Your mama. Woo-hoo! Full throttle. Just take the brakes off. Just an emergency brake so you don't run over a brother. Revelation 21 and verse 1. Is everybody there? Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Glory. Doesn't God see that? Amen. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. He said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I'll give the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. Is that full throttle? He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. But the what? Cowardly, those who are not full throttle, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immorals, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is in the second death. He is full throttle. Does everybody got this? And we are to be full throttle. That's hot. That's seekers. We are pursuers of his presence, of his glory, of his love, and his truth. We are seekers of his righteousness. We are thirsty and hungry for him. We don't stop. We pursue our enemies. We don't slow down. We don't take vacations. It's amazing how many people take vacations, and they take vacations from God, too. Plum dumb. You don't take vacations from God. Well, I got a vacation coming. Good. Change your tires. Take the brakes off and go full throttle. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. I pray, Father, for each and every one that revelation and impartation will come. That they will not get caught up in the cares of this world, which brings roadblocks. Lord, expose all of our roadblocks and help us to bust through them. Break down all me walls. Let the anointing continue to empower us so that we are hungry for you. That we come after you with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Sold out for eternity and cut loose from temporary. That we will come out from ordinary into extraordinary, that we will carry your banner, your name, your glory, your love, and your truth, and rescue souls that have been taken captive by false reality, by lies and deception, and by the lusts and the cares of this world, that they may walk into the new arena of life, letting go of the old and putting on the new. Lord, we thank you, we honor you, and we bless you. Let the exchange continue, and let us put the pedal to the metal in full throttle for Jesus, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.